From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Presiden Joko Widodo targets 360 million seedlings from Indonesia's nursery centers. Vice President says push Islamic economic as global recovery solution at G20. Now the news in detail. Presiden Joko Widodo highlighted the government's target for the production of 360 million seedlings from 30 nursery centers within a period of 3 years. The president also said in the next 3 years, there will be approximately 30 nursery centers, such as the Rumpin Nursery with a yearly production of 10 to 12 million. With 30 nursery centers, the government will produce approximately 360 million seedlings per year. He made the statement after attending the launch of the Mangrove Rehabilitation Program and the World Mangrove Center at the Rumpin Nursery Bogor, West Java on Friday, as reported by Antara. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has said that the G20 2022 forum in Indonesia could be used to present Islamic economic as a solution for supporting global economic recovery. As reported by Antara, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin suggested that at the 2022 Halal Bihalal and National Working Gathering of the Association of Islamic Economists on Friday, which was accessed online. He further said the G20 can also further strengthen the synergy between Islamic economies to realize national and global economic recovery and also achieve Indonesia's goal of becoming the world's leading halal production center. Moving now to the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Arifin Tasrif, who called for collaborative action between countries and international organizations to step up global energy efficiency in order to achieve carbon neutrality targets. During a series of events at the 7th Annual Global Conference on Energy Efficiency in Denmark, Tasrif supported a joint agreement for all members of the International Energy Agency regarding important action for energy statement received by Antara on Friday that as one of the main strategies to reduce carbon emissions, energy efficiency is easier to achieve together. The last national news comes from the Education Endowment Fund, which is expected to reach at least 120 trillion rupiah or around $820 million for the period from 2010 to 2022. As quoted by Antara, Director General of Separated State Wealth at the Finance Ministry, May Rijal Nur, explained that the government has allocated $130 million toward the Education Endowment Fund, but it is yet to be fully disbursed. Moving now to the international news. Beijing will not hesitate to start a war if Taiwan declares independence. China's defense minister warned his U.S. counterpart on Friday the latest salvo between the superpowers over the island. The warning came as Wei Fenghe held his first face-to-face meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on the sidelines of the Shangri-La Dialogue Security Summit in Singapore. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, U.S.-China tensions have been soaring over democratic self-ruled Taiwan, which lives under constant threat of invasion by China. Beijing views the island as its territory and has vowed to one day seize it by force if necessary. Next, Britain on Friday, June the 10th, condemned Russian proxy authorities in Donbas for what it called an egregious breach of the Geneva Convention in sentencing to death two British nationals captured in the separatist region while fighting for Ukraine. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesman said he was talking to Ukraine rather than Russia about Aidan Austin and Sean Pinner, who were convicted of mercenary activities by a court in the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic. The last is the news with a flight to take asylum seekers from the UK to Rwanda next Tuesday has been allowed to go ahead by the High Court. As reported by BBC.com, campaigners failed in an initial legal bid to halt the removals to the East African country, but have confirmed they will take the case to the Court of Appeal on Monday. Under the policy, some of those entering the UK illegally will be flown to Rwanda to apply for asylum there. About 31 people have been told they may be on the first flight. That was the end of the news. From Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, I'm Anna Trijayakasih. The first news comes from Banyuwangi, East Java. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, together with Indonesian
Stara Foundation held a batik training at the Rudatul Mu'tamin Islamic Boarding School in Banyuwangi, East Java, last Monday, June the 6th. According to a written statement received by Antara in Banyuwangi, the batik training activity was to improve the quality of the community who have excellence in batik. After the batik training, there will be assistance provided in product marketing and licensing as an effort to move the community's economy. The next news comes from Makassar, South Sulawesi. The South Sulawesi Culture and Tourism Office conducted a pre-assessment of the Maros Pangkep Geopark area towards UNESCO World Heritage from June the 6th to 8th. Head of the South Sulawesi Culture and Tourism Office, Professor Jufri, on Monday said, a direct assessment by assessor from UNESCO will be carried out from June 14 until 18. Geopark Maros Pangkep is one of the strategic areas for tourism development in South Sulawesi, especially nature and adventure tourism based on the natural wealth of geodiversity or biodiversity and cultural diversity of international standard. Ramang-ramang carts tourism is one of the tourist attractions that are part of the Maros Pangkep Geopark. The last news comes from Pesisir Barat Regency, Lampung Province. The government of Pesisir Barat Regency, Lampung Province, declared the readiness of the World Surf League Krui Pro 2022, which will be held from June 11 to 17, has reached 90%. Head of the Communication and Information Office, Pesisir Barat Regency, Suryadi, in Bandar Lampung Monday, June the 6th, said the number of participants of World Surf League Krui Pro 2022 has reached 216 surfers from various countries all over the world. The agenda for the World Surf League Krui Pro, which is held once a year, is the government's effort to introduce Lampung tourism, especially those in the West Coast. Well, that was news from across Indonesia over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event on June 11, 2010, when the first World Cup was held in Africa. The 2010 FIFA World Cup was the 19th FIFA World Cup. It became the first premier international football tournament which was held in South Africa. South Africa was chosen as the host in May 2004, beating Morocco and Egypt in a draw which was only open to African countries. The 2010 World Cup involved 736 players representing 32 teams that competed for the World Cup trophy in various matches held in 10 stadiums across South Africa. The Spanish national team won the 2010 World Cup. Let's move to the event on June 11, 1955, Tragedy of Le Mans. A major accident occurred during the 24 hours of Le Mans at the Circuit de la Sarthe in Le Mans, France on June 11, 1955. Massive debris splattered into the crowd in which the accident had killed 83 spectators and French racer Pierre Boulin, who raced under the name Pierre Levesque, and it also injured nearly 180 others. Besides, it was the most catastrophic accident in the history of motorsport, and it prompted Mercedes-Benz to stop its debut from motorcycle racing until 1989. As a result of the tragedy, the governments of Germany, France, Switzerland, Spain, Mexico, and several other countries banned the holding of auto racing until the racetrack has a higher safety standard. Even Switzerland still implemented a ban on all forms of motorsport until 2010. We end today in history with the event of June 11, 1962, when General Gatot Subroto passed away. The name General Gatot Subroto has been popular because of being used for the name of protocol streets in many cities in Indonesia. General Gatot Subroto is a national hero who passed away on June 11, 1962. Born in Banyumas on October 10, 1909, he lived in three different eras. He was a member of the Dutch East Indies Army or KNIL, a member of the Defenders of the Homeland or PETA during the Japanese occupation, and joined the People's Security Army or TKR in the post-independence period of Indonesia. Gatot Subroto's top career was when he was appointed as Deputy Chief of Army Staff in 1956. He passed away at the age of 55 on June 11, 1962. His last rank was Lieutenant General. For his great services, General Gatot Subroto was named a Hero of National Independence, which was strengthened by the decree of the President of the Republic of Indonesia, number 222 of 1962 on June 18, 1962. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Bisa luluhkan hatimu dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu seiring jejak kakiku bergetar aku telah terpagut oleh cintamu menelusup hariku dengan harapan namun kau masih terdiam membisu sepenuhnya aku ingin memelukmu mendekap penuh harapan untuk mencintaimu setulusnya aku akan terus menunggu, menanti sebuah jawaban untuk memilikimu. Betapa pilunya rindu menusuk jiwaku. Semoga kau tahu isi hati. Dan seiring waktu yang terus berputar, aku masih terhanyut dalam mimpiku. Oh, sepenuhnya aku ingin memelukmu, mendekat penuh harapan untuk mencintaimu. Setulusnya aku akan terus menunggu, menanti sebuah jawaban untuk memilikimu. Oh, bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia encourages international community to increase cooperation in creative economy development. The global pandemic crisis encourages new ideas to develop alternative sectors for inclusive recovery, one of which is through the creative economy. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Mahendra Siregar underlined the important role of the creative economy sector in rebuilding the economy affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. He conveyed it at the opening of the hybrid preparatory meeting for the 2022 World Conference on Creative Economy at the Indonesian Conference Exhibition in Jakarta, carried out by hybrid manner on Thursday. Mahendra Siregar explained with the success of initiative for this implementation of the International Year of Creative Economy for Sustainable Development 2021, Indonesia continues to encourage the international community to increase cooperation in the development of the creative economy. This including through increasing access to finance, awareness of intellectual property rights, and competitiveness. Indonesia will host the third World Conference on Creative Economy in Bali from October the 5th to 7th after successfully holding the first conference in 2018 and supporting the hosting of the second by the United Arab Emirates in 2021. Various speakers also delivered important presentations, including Ekaphap Pantavong, Deputy Secretary General of ASEAN for ASEAN Sociocultural Community, and Muhammad Neil El Himam, Indonesian Deputy of Digital Economy and Creative Product, Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, who voiced the potential of an inclusive creative economy sector in bridging inequality gaps in the future. The main ideas at the preparatory meeting will become valuable inputs for the preparation of the Third World Conference on Creative Economy 2022 in Bali, especially to realize the approval of the Creative Economy Roadmap for Global Recovery, as well as concrete and tangible cooperation between various parties participating in the conference. Indonesia will continue to collaborate, open to suggestion and input, as well as build a concrete plan to prepare for the Third World Conference on Creative Economy 2022, as well as making the creative economy sector an important component in national and global economic recovery efforts. Well, that was my Indonesia Today.
Sudah di kepala dua, harus mulai dari mana? Ambisiku berkecolak, antusias tak karuan, banyak mimpi-mimpi yang kan ku kejar. Lika-liku perjalanan, ku terjebak sendirian. Tumbuh dari kebaikan, bangkit dari kesalahan, berusaha pendamkan kenyataan bahwa takut tambah dewasa, takut aku kecewa, takut tak seindah. Sekuat yang ku kira, aku tetap bernafas meski sering tercekat. Aku tetap bernafas meski aku tak merasa bebas.
Sering tercekat, aku tetap bernafas.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Tapakolo Culinary from East Nusa Tenggara. East Nusa Tenggara is famous for its natural beauty. But besides beautiful nature, the area which has nickname Coral Area also has many traditional and unique foods that are different from other regions, one of which is namely Tapakolo. Tapakolo is a traditional dish which has been made and consumed from generation to generation. Tapa itself means grilling, while kolo means cooking with bamboo. Thus, tapakolo means cooking food in bamboo by burning it. The food which is cooked in this bamboo is rice. Tapakolo is usually found during traditional ceremonies. Tapakolo is not served on weekdays because usually the rice used is not just any rice, but the rice from the harvest of society has gone through a series of traditional rituals carried out by traditional village elders before being processed and cooked to be tapakolo. Listener, to make tapakolo, we need young bamboo, which has a size of 30 cm and is wrapped with banana leaves or young palm leaves to give it a different taste. This kolo burning process takes about half an hour. The way of making it is fairly simple. After washing, brown rice or white rice is put into bamboo that has been covered with banana leaves or young palm leaves until the cooked rice remains clean. Then add salt and flavorings and water. Sometimes for a variety, meat is also added. Then the bamboo pit is covered with banana leaves and burnt over coals for 30 minutes. Kolo is usually served while still warm with side dishes such as toast and jackfruit vegetables. Kolo, a typical food of East Nusa Tenggara, is usually served as the main dish during the traditional Penti ceremony, which is a Thanksgiving ceremony after the harvest. The people of East Nusa Tenggara expect a better life in the following year after the harvest season is over. Usually, local residents cook tapakolo in the traditional gadang house during the rice planting season. But there are also the people who cook it in the rice fields. If you are a culinary lover and want to try this tapakolo, you can visit East Manggarai, Nusa Tenggara, because now you can find tapakolo in markets with more diverse side dishes without waiting for a traditional ceremony. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
No, I sesali. Kini kau tinggalkan diriku. Ku tahu ini semua kesalahanku yang selalu membuatmu terluka. Maafkanlah sayangku, dengarkan janji.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, a series of proud achievements is continuously made by Indonesians in various fields. In addition to sports, education, and arts, the latest achievement comes from the religious field. More precisely, in a competition to recite the holy verses of Al-Quran, namely Musabaqah Tilawatil Quran or MTQ. after making achievements at the national level, representative of Indonesia won the Musabaqoh Hifzil Quran or MHQ 30 Juz or Chapters of Al-Quran competition in Russia. She is Dewi Yukanida, Hafizah or a female Quran reciter from Trenggalek, East Java. She won the competition in Kazan, Tatarstan, Russia in the 4th Holy Quran Recitation Competition, Kazan OIC Youth Capital 2022. In the competition which took place on Wednesday, she competed with 70 other participants. Trying to give her best effort in the competition, Nida finally managed to beat a representative from England who was known to be the champion in a similar event, which took place in Dubai in 2019. Nida received the award directly given by the President of the Republic of Tatarstan, Rustam Minnikhanov. In addition, in her hometown, Dewi Yukanida got appreciation from the region of Trenggalek. Besides, she also got a bonus from the Ministry of Religious Affairs given by the Director General of Islamic Community Guidance, Ministry of Religious Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Kamarudin Amin. Dewi Yukanida started studying Al-Quran when she was 15 years old and entered the Wali Songo Cukir Islamic Boarding School in Jombang, East Java. She started reciting Al-Quran from Juz 1 to Juz 30. She recited number by number, verse by verse, letter by letter, the content and the meaning of the holy book until she got fluent and finished reciting when she was 17 years old. Overall, she did the process of the Quran reciting fewer than 1.5 years. Before entering the international event, Nida had won various national events. She won the first place at the National Quran Recitation Competition in 2018 and 2022. While at the international level, Nida had previously become an Indonesian delegate at the world level MTQ, which took place in Jordan and Dubai in 2017 and 2020. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Petals off of daisies, thinking about you on the daily. I just wanna be the one you want. I just wanna be the one you love. Got me thinking you could save me. Everybody think I'm crazy. I just wanna be the one you touch. I just wanna be the one you trust.
Do you love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, yeah? Do you love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, not?
One way, know your heart is my destination. Not now, but maybe someday we could have a different conversation. Even though I know you got somebody, and I got somebody too. Still counting down the hours till I'm out of petals on this flower.
Do you love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, yeah? Do you love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, not?
Your mind, heaven knows you live on mine, driving me crazy. Oh, baby,
do you love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, yeah? Do you love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, not? Do you love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, yeah? Do you love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, not? Do you love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, yeah?
Love me.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai hou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Melukis Senja that is composed and sung by Budi Doremi. In the song Melukis Senja, Budi Doremi tells that life is not as simple as imagined. That's why he made a song that tells the story of someone who wants to accompany a person to face his tough times. Budi also imagined that he was talking to God, who had given him strength. Budi believes that God is a friend who never leaves someone in bad times. Well, listener, this is the song Melukis Senja by Budi Doremi. Happy listening.
Dari tempat yang begitu adem semilir, saya Budi Doremi.
Dan let's jam with James. Enjoy.
Yo.
Aku mengerti perjalanan hidup yang kini kau lalui. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mudah. Walau letih coba lagi jangan berhenti. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah kita menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang untuk temanimu yang terluka hingga kau bahagia. Untuk temanimu yang terluka hingga kau bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kurasa ku sedang jatuh cinta, karena rasanya ini berbeda. Selalu berbeda saat menatapnya. Mengapa aku begini hilang berani dekat denganmu? Ingin ku memilikimu, tapi aku tak tahu. Bagaimana caranya? Tolong katakan pada lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap maukah denganku. Aku sedang jatuh cinta, karena rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat beratapnya. Di sini aku berdiri menanti waktu yang tepat hingga akhirnya ku mampu katakan padamu. Oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, mungkinkah dia tahu cinta yang ku mau? Oh, oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap maukah denganku.